This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Protocol for Life Balance product line, available at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out, which help support positive mood and relaxation. GABA, 5-HTP, SAMe, L-tryptophan, and Mucuna extract. With current economic and living conditions causing widespread sadness and tension, these neurotransmitters and their precursors can help support positive mood and relaxation. That's according to numerous clinical studies. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Of course, coronavirus is dominating the headlines, and it will be subject A here for a while to come, but the lockdown is being lifted. And I look forward to the day when we can talk about ordinary stuff, you know, less serious stuff like cancer and heart disease and strokes and liver disease and autoimmune conditions and the things that are really killing Americans in droves. And this is not to minimize the coronavirus, because this is a very, very serious problem. And I'm going to go through a series of myths this hour about the coronavirus. And it's one thing, you know, there's certainly controversies and there's some differences of opinion, but there are some outright myths about the coronavirus that are being propagated. And these myths are actually more viral than the coronavirus. I mean, they're spreading like a wildfire. Where in some areas, you know, less than a couple of percentage points of the population is affected. Certainly not here in New York, because much higher double digits are affected here in New York City, where I'm broadcasting from and where I'm sheltering in place. Much higher than just a percentage point or two of people are succumbing to these myths about the coronavirus. So let's tackle some of these. I'll do, you know, talk about a dirty dozen of myths about the coronavirus this hour. 877-726-8255. You want to chime in with your experience or your questions, your opinion. Let's hear from you. 877-726-8255. By the way, that number is active 24/7. So if you should wake up in the middle of the night on a Wednesday night and you've got a burning question, you can call that number and record a question and we'll answer it as soon as we get to it during next week's show. So let's start with myth number one about coronavirus, that it's not even as bad as the flu. It's just like a, you know, it's like a bad flu, and every year we have the flu. And, you know, statistics show that we have tens of thousands of deaths due to the flu. And current projections are that we're on track to lose about 60,000 Americans due to the coronavirus. And some people are saying, you know, that's no big whoop. What are we making such a big deal about it? We're crashing the economy and we're going into lockdown, which is certainly not good for other health problems. You know, we're sedentary enough as it is. We're eating badly enough as it is. And we have enough mental and psychological problems in this country. And now we're compounding it by putting people into isolation. So that's certainly part of the impetus to opening up the country as soon as possible. But this is worse than the flu, because if you look at statistics, and, you know, I've looked at the charts and I've analyzed the statistics, and there is a big blip in terms of the number of deaths in this country at this time. It's gone way up here in New York. And, you know, while your community, you know, whether you're in rural Idaho or in parts of upstate New York or perhaps you're in, middle America, where you may not be seeing body bags and freezers full of corpses. The statistics are definitely showing that there are, on top of the usual deaths, there are additional deaths, quite a lot of them. It's just a big country and it's spread out. But 60,000 deaths in addition to the usual deaths is no laughing matter. So another myth that's sort of associated with this is that deaths attributable to other causes are now being classified as COVID-19. And I got to tell you, I've been involved in this because when I used to work in the hospital and a patient died and you were very exhausted and harried, and they would ask you to fill out a bunch of forms, and you would really want to cut to the chase. You were sleep deprived and maybe your judgment was a little off. And so you put down a cause of death. Maybe a cancer patient died because their heart stopped. So you put down cardiac arrest. But actually, the proximate cause of death of that patient was advanced cancer. So there is definitely some imprecision in the way that we code for deaths. And these days, the vast majority of people who die of COVID-19 have other conditions. And they might have been on a path towards checking out in a few months or a year or so. Their life expectancy would not have been great. But I got to say that that's only a small contribution to the distortion of statistics about COVID-19, because you got a countervailing tendency, which is some people who die untested, and they're old and they're debilitated and they die. And maybe the COVID-19 was the straw that broke the camel's back. So how are you going to tell if it was, some patient who has very severe heart failure, they're in a nursing home, they get a respiratory infection? What do they die of? What do they die of? They die all the time of their underlying conditions. So it's really hard to tell. But I'm not thinking that we're grossly exaggerating the number of people who are dying because somebody comes in with a couple of bullet holes in them and they're coughing and they test positive for COVID-19, and then they classify the death as COVID-19, when the actual cause of death is a 45 caliber bullet to the aorta. I'm thinking that that's probably not a big contributor. So that's one myth that I want to push back on. Another myth that's kind of a destructive myth, but it there's some truth to this, that only the vulnerable are dying, and that in effect we're kind of culling the herd, and we're sort of polishing off the expendables, the people who are the vulnerable, the sick, the aged, people with comorbidities. And the number one comorbidity that's been associated with this is obesity. So a lot of people are pushing back on this, and they're saying, look, this is fat shaming of the first order. Is you see a fat person, you go, oh, look at that tub of lard. That person, if they catch coronavirus, they're going to be at very, very high risk. Well, the fact is they will be at higher risk statistically, but it's also terrifying a lot of people who are overweight. So that's not good. That's not good. But there is some truth to this, that this is, to a large extent, a lifestyle disease. And people who are sedentary, people who are out of shape, people who are diabetic, and some of it is a merit system. Yeah, folks, we sometimes are responsible for the medical conditions that we have because of faults in our diet, lack of exercise, lack of initiative. It's, not just the fickle finger of fate. We do have some personal choice involved in this, that indeed there are lifestyle factors. And this is a call to action for all Americans to get healthy, because if there wasn't a good rationale before COVID-19 to get healthy, if you said, I'm not worried about what's going to happen 10 or 20 or 30 years hence. I'm young and I'm a little overweight and I got taking blood pressure pills and, I've got a little dysregulated blood sugar, but hey, I enjoy the food I eat and I hate exercise and I hate working up a sweat. Yeah, I smoke a little bit, or yeah, I'll drink a little too much. But hey, you know, life is short. Grab it while you can. If that wasn't enough of an impetus before COVID-19, well, it should be an impetus now, because you're going to fare worse statistically if you are out of shape and metabolically unfit. Now, this is not to say that there's not some young, healthy individuals, especially hospital workers, who get a big dose of the virus. Maybe somebody coughs in their face, or they're suctioning a patient who's very sick, and a big gob of viral particles gets into the nasal passages or lungs, bypasses their mask or their protective gear, and they get it. Those individuals have a big viral load to fight off, and their even relatively healthy immune systems may be overwhelmed. So it's not entirely a merit system. It is partially a merit system, but I'd hate to see the net result of this be that people become discouraged or increases their anxiety because they're not in good shape. It should be call to action to get as healthy as possible, which is something you should have been doing in the first place, but maybe even more so now. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll take some of your calls. And also, we're going to tackle some of the myths around coronavirus. They're going viral even more so than the virus itself. This is Intelligent Medicine. Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoppen with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And we're talking about some of the myths associated with coronavirus. They're going viral faster than the virus itself. We'll come back to those in a moment. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we got a new caller, Diane in Scranton, PA. How you doing, Diane? Hello, Diane.
He goes in. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Fine.
Oh, okay, good. So, yeah, this year, like I've been hearing some talk on the radio about how the body goes into overdrive if it's exposed to the virus. And so, like, I'm wondering now, you know, is this really the time to be, like, upping everything? Like, my friend's telling me to take 10,000 units of vitamin D, and, you know, naturally the zinc is a concern, too, because yeah, it can take too much of that.
That's a good question. You know, so, you know, the question, I think, phrased another way is, you know, are we boosting our immune systems too much? And it appears that the virus attacks people in two phases. In the first phase, it depends on your own immune defenses. And if your immune defenses are low, the virus hitches a ride in your cells and starts multiplying. And the body responds by sending out defensive compounds called cytokines. The cytokines are designed to alert the body to the presence of the virus and to fight it. But the cytokines are actually what make you feel sick and tired and you mount a fever. The fever is part of the body's correct response because the fever, high temperatures inhibit the virus. And the increased heart rate helps your circulation, helps to bring blood and vital nutrients to your tissues and white blood cells to rush to the defense of the body. But in COVID-19, in serious cases, and that's only a relatively small percentage, but in the serious cases, the people who are hospitalized, a certain percentage of them develop cytokine storm, which is the immune system in overdrive. So I've talked to a bunch of people about this, and if you listen to our podcasts, there's a lot of views on this subject. It's somewhat of a controversy, but the suggestion is it doesn't matter that much because the things that we use to boost our immune system are not boosting our immune system into the stratosphere. You know, they're somewhat boosting our immune system enough to give us good defense, but also a lot of things like vitamin D. These are what are called adaptogens. They seem to boost your immune system when it needs boosting, but they also put the brakes on an overexuberant immune response. But it may be that we need to time the use of supplements. For the ordinary person, yes, we should be boosting our immune system so that we have more resistance. But if you end up in the hospital, and, you know, by the time you're on a ventilator, you're probably not going to be taking a lot of elderberry or supplements. You know, your airway is closed up and, you know, it's hard to give you vitamins. So maybe at that point, it's a good idea to put the brakes on overexuberant immunity. And there are supplements that do that. Vitamin E and fish oil are particularly good for that. Some people are suggesting that we use curcumin as an anti-inflammatory and other things like SPM, specific pro-resolving mediators. That's a little bit of an esoteric supplement, but if you look it up, you can find it on FullScript, my online dispensary. That's something that may be warranted as a way of keeping the immune system in check and not making it over-exuberant. So this is a perfect way to introduce yet another supplement that you can take. But don't worry, it's not going to make your immune system go into overdrive. It's NT factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. You know, the mitochondria are involved, especially after people are sick. And a lot of people who are sick, they're going to be experiencing a form of post-viral syndrome. You know, it takes weeks to recuperate, and sometimes people develop chronic fatigue syndrome after a viral illness. And NT factor has been used in settings like that for CFS and fibromyalgia and for Gulf War syndrome. The science is really good on NT factor. I've read the studies, and they demonstrate that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half. It's available in ProPacks. That's a complete vitamin mineral formula. But if you want to keep your favorite multi and yet still harness the power of NT factor, there's Healthy Aging. And I've been taking NT factor for years myself. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee now. So you have nothing to lose. Please note that even though they're no longer shipping to Vitamin Shop, you can still find ProPacks and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or you can order direct by calling this number, 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Or go to their newly designed website. They're really proud of it, ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Check it out. 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com. Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their trademarked postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hubler, running down some of the myths about coronavirus. They've gone viral faster even than the virus is spreading. So number four myth, in my opinion, and this is remains controversial, but I'm going to give you my two cents on this. You need to scrub down every package that you get. You know, your mail and all those takeout packages that you get, and say you order some household products, and before they come in the door, you need to get the Clorox bleach or the alcohol swabs and swab them down. Or what some people are doing is they're letting it sit, whatever it is, for a long time. Or they're taking gloves and opening the package and carefully disposing of the packaging. I really think, and a lot of health authorities agree with me on this, is that that is a bridge too far. It really is a bridge too far, because while there are studies that demonstrate that you can detect viral particles on packaging, and that depending on the packaging material, you know, if it's plastic or if it's cardboard, that they have some viability hours or even a few days later, by no means does this suggest that they're transmissible. I mean, they may be, viral DNA, okay, naked viral DNA that can be detected through very sensitive tests. It does not equate to infectious particles that can in some way jump into your nasal passages or your eyes or your lungs and start to replicate and cause an overwhelming infection. That's not been demonstrated. That doesn't seem to be how this is transmitted. And besides, even assuming that your package is coated with viral particles, if you wash your hands after handling the package and avoid habits like rubbing your eyes or sticking your finger in your nose, putting your hands in your mouth, you're not going to transmit those particles to yourself. And so what I do is, you know, I'll come back with a bunch of packages, and I've been in the store and I'm wearing a mask. Because now they make you wear a mask when you go into stores in New York City. In fact, there was a guy must have been like 75 years old, and he had walked in the store, and they said, "I'm sorry, sir, you can't come in the store that way. You have to wear a mask." And he went off. I mean, I guess he's suffering from cabin fever. He's been on lockdown for 4 weeks now, and the poor guy went off. And the amazing part of it is he went off in front of four off-duty cops that were standing there, and they just looked at him like, you know, sorry, you got to cool down. They didn't do anything. They didn't arrest him, but he was like swearing and profanities were spewing forth from him. So masks are de rigueur now in New York, especially when you go into a store. But do you need to scrub down every package when you bring it inside? Is that going to be a source of contagion? I don't think so. And that relates to another one, is that you can get it from food. And no, there is no indication that you can get it from food. So if the food handler who is making your burrito that you took out for, because now there's curbside pickup, or they deliver to your home or your apartment, your pizza delivery guy, if he's got coronavirus, can he cough on your food? And then if you eat the food, are you going to get it? And the answer is no. There's no demonstration that it's transmitted that way. Certain viruses are. Yeah, I mean, if the guy preparing your sandwich or your egg salad is hasn't washed their hands after going to the toilet and they have hepatitis, yeah, they can transmit it. There have been very, very serious outbreaks because of what's called the fecal-oral route. It's not too appetizing, but it means that improper hand washing after going to the bathroom can transmit certain viruses to your GI tract. Now, what's kind of a little bit puts a fly in the ointment on this is that the virus can actually exist in your gastrointestinal tract after you're infected. And the concern is, okay, say, you know, it's September, and they finally allow us to go back to Yankee Stadium to the game. And you go in the bathroom, and, you know, by now people are not wearing masks because they've reduced the level of concern. And yet there's still, you know, there's 200 guys in the bathroom, and some of them are using the toilet, and they flush the toilet. And maybe just one of them is carrying the virus. That gets aerosolized into the air. And that may be a route of transmission. It's theoretical, but it is a real possibility that because in someone who's recovering, the virus may persist in the stool that you flush the toilet. It's a known phenomenon that toilets can aerosolize viral particles. And then you use those hand washers that blow a lot of, you know, air on your hands, but they have an intake. So they suck in air, ambient air, from a toilet that may have flushed and spewed viral particles into the air. They're floating around. They go into the hand washer and the hand, or the hand dryer. And the hand dryer then spews viral particles, more into the air or onto your hands. Worse yet, onto your face if you turn it upwards. And that is a real possibility for transmission. So there you have some of the possibilities. 877-726-8255 is our number. You know, in the last hour, we talked to a caller who was looking for non-pharmacological ways of dealing with anxiety. And there's anxiety abounds at this time. We did an entire podcast last week with Neil Levin, who is a product formulator for Protocol for Life. And the subject was non-pharmacological ways of dealing with anxiety. And so that helps me tee off this announcement about Protocol for Life Balance product lines, the product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. And among them, several stand out, which help support positive mood and relaxation. And then, you know, I mentioned these earlier, GABA, 5-HTP, SAMe, L-tryptophan. You have a lot of choices. Melatonin, protosorb magnesium, which is magnesium 3-8, and Makuna extract. And of course, with the current economic and living conditions causing widespread sadness and tension, these neurotransmitters and their precursors can help support positive mood and relaxation. It's according to numerous clinical studies. It's been well documented. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. And they're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you, Intelligent Medicine listeners, at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. So in these times when we're subject to greater stress, look to some of these supplements to help alleviate your COVID-19 anxiety. All right, back to myths that are going viral. That you need to wear gloves all the time. I see people with the mask. Okay, I get it, because you can inhale the virus, or if you're carrying it. And, you know, what the problem is that you may be infected. They actually estimate that 44% of the transmission, I don't know how they get that exact figure, but they did a study, 44% of the transmission of coronavirus comes from asymptomatic individuals. In other words, they don't know they have it yet, but they're highly infectious. So that's the rationale for wearing masks, because they're not perfect. They're by no means perfect, but at least they prevent the possibility that a lot of viral particles are going to be expelled from you onto some unwitting recipient, perhaps a vulnerable individual who's older or immunosuppressed. And conversely, if you're in an environment where there are a lot of people, like a store, and maybe there's some virus floating around because somebody has coughed or even exhaled, that you won't have as much of a chance of getting it. So, but do you need to wear gloves? And the answer is, I don't see any reason why to wear, why you should wear gloves, because the virus is not going to go through a tiny crack in your skin into your bloodstream and cause COVID-19. So the gloves, in fact, are a problem, because maybe you touch a surface and then, you know, you're taking off your gloves. One of the favorite ways that people take off their gloves is they bite them off. That's not a good way to take off a glove under the circumstances of this current epidemic. So, again, if, let's say your hands do come in contact with the virus, just wash your hands with soap and water for the requisite 20 seconds, and your hands will be fine. But you don't need to wear gloves. Why wear gloves? It doesn't make sense at all. So that's one of the myths. Is it a bioweapon? You know, I think the most plausible scenario for this is that it's either a naturally occurring event or that it's the result of mishandling of some of the specimens in Wuhan or at a bioresearch center in China. You know, they've already been cited for lax laboratory precautions. And that, to me, is more plausible than that the Chinese developed this and disseminated it as a way of destroying Western economies. Yes, they were lax, probably, in notifying other countries, and that's they're bad. But is it a deliberate bioweapon, or was it a plot by Bill Gates to advance the vaccine agenda and maybe, you know, ultimately control the world with apps made by Microsoft, which will help track us? You know, I'm thinking, you know, agree with him or disagree with him in terms of his vaccine advocacy, which I got some problems with. But, you know, is he an evil genius controlling the world? I guess a lot of us are just mad at him because of all the problems we've had with our PCs. Blame Bill Gates. Direct your anger at him for that. But I don't believe that he's heading up a vast conspiracy to enslave us or enrich vaccine manufacturers. You know, that's going around, and, you know, there are problems enough with vaccines other than that, the potential harm that vaccines may cause and the difficulty of developing vaccines that are safe and effective. We haven't done it for the common cold. It's barely working for the flu. And, you know, how many years we've been dealing with HIV? No effective vaccine has been developed yet. So a lot of people say, well, you know, we'll continue the lockdown, you know, until we have a vaccine. Yeah, good luck. By then, we'll all go stark raving mad, and we'll be eating dog food when the economy tanks. So that's not a plausible scenario either. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number as we continue to demolish coronavirus myths. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out, which help support positive mood and relaxation. GABA, 5-HTP, SAMe, L-tryptophan, and Mucuna extract. With current economic and living conditions causing widespread sadness and tension, these neurotransmitters and their precursors can help support positive mood and relaxation. That's according to numerous clinical studies. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve overall circulation. For more information and to purchase, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And we're continuing to run down some of the myths about coronavirus, which are going viral at a rate much faster than the virus itself. We don't know what it's going to be like when we go out of lockdown. We're going to do sort of a phased lockdown. But I, fortunately or unfortunately, I'm in New York. And I think the lockdown is going to persist much longer. We're going to be the very last people in the country to come out of lockdown. But there's a silver lining to the cloud, which is that a very high percentage of us, I'll bet, will be immune to this. We will have already had it, either obviously or inadvertently. You know, some of us, you know, had some sort of illness, wasn't serious enough to get checked, or was too early before the test kits were available. And the problem is the testing is still behind the eight ball. And so a lot of people are very sick. They have all the plausible signs of having COVID-19. They can't even get tested in many states. So that's a real impediment to our understanding of who is infectious and ultimately who is immune. But one of the myths that is being perpetuated, and I know that Anthony Fauci and Dr. Birx are trying to put some cold water on it, because simplistically we could say, just get an antibody test. You know, these tests are vaunted tests, because we got to get that antibody test and then we can see if you've had it, and then you're immune and you can get an immunity certificate. You can literally maybe like a little arm bracelet or an app or something. And then when they say, "Nah, sorry, you can't come into this building," it's like, no, worry. I've already had it. I'm immune. Okay, fine. You know, go back to work. Well, those antibody tests, one of the myths is those antibody tests are the answer. And the problem is these tests are kind of unreliable. We don't know precisely what they mean. It's not really like an on-off switch, like you've got it or you had it and now you don't have it. It may be that these tests are also confounded by other related coronavirus, minor colds that we might have had in the past that cross-react with this coronavirus and create antibodies that are similar. We don't know how the test is going to behave because it hasn't been tested. The English and the Spanish were eager to initiate that testing, so they bought millions of test kits. They had to throw them out because the test kits were from China. They didn't perform well. And it's also, even if they perform well, how do you interpret them? Does it really mean that you are invulnerable to infection? Say somebody with COVID-19 sneezes on you, is there a point at which your immune system, even if it has antibodies, may become overwhelmed? I mean, it's quite possible that people who've been exposed will have lifelong immunity. But it's also possible that they'll have only partial or temporary immunity. The other possibility is that we do a test that looks for COVID-19, but since this virus may be around for a while, will it detect vulnerability or susceptibility to COVID-21 in 2021? You know, just like the flu, this may come back to haunt us in slightly different forms. The problem with the flu vaccine is that we make prediction and then the virus mutates and eludes the prediction. Now, it's thought the coronavirus doesn't mutate as fast. Another myth. You shouldn't even go outside to exercise. Don't bother to exercise. But studies show that regular exercise can protect against the deadly coronavirus complications of things like ARDS, which is acute respiratory distress syndrome, that meltdown cytokine storm that's making people 4-plus sick in the hospital. There's actually research that shows that something that's produced by the body when you exercise, it's called extracellular superoxide dismutase, could have a lot to do with keeping the majority of coronavirus cases mild. And one of the ways to get it, perhaps the only way to cultivate it, is through exercise. We're telling people to stay home, not to go to parks, not to shelter in place. And the net result is a lot of people are becoming deconditioned. And that can happen in a very short time. It doesn't take a long time to lose your conditioning. So if you're at home, you know, do the push-ups, do the sit-ups, do the crunches, get some exercise bands or use a TRX, set it up in the garage, use some light weights, or just, lift some water bottles or something. Keep your physical conditioning good. And the final myth, supplements have no role here. Well, we've been talking a lot about the benefits of supplements. Are supplements harmful? Some reports are saying supplements may be our main bulwark against infection in the absence of a magic bullet from the pharmaceutical industry or a vaccine, which may be a long ways off. All right. Thanks very much for joining us. We've been busy. I've been interviewing folks. We've been doing some great podcasts on the subject of coronavirus, and I've been writing up a lot of stuff. Follow us with our newsletter. Go to our coronavirus landing page at drhoffman.com. And stay safe. Stay well. Do good things to your body, and your body will treat you well during this current pandemic and a long ways in the future. It's a lifestyle disease. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.